well. It's really fun to create this before your very ears. There's a lot of parents and family members outside. Hopefully you can hear us okay. And anybody here from Langley High School yet? We have, hi Langley, we're looking forward to having you here. They're going to be doing some poetry in about half an hour. But right now, it's another Pittsburgh public school. It's Pittsburgh Dilworth here with us. And they're going to have a number of musical selections coming up. But first, we're going to meet some of the students. Hi, Edgar.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
And Edgar, my understanding is that you play cello, is that right?
Yep.
And how long have you played?
Two or three years.
Wow.
Started in third grade.
What made you get interested in the cello?
My great-grandmother played cello. She was actually a great cellist, and I always liked the sound of it. I especially like the two lower strings. It sounds distinct and different from other instruments.
Yeah, that's neat. Now, do you know your great-grandmother?
I didn't know her personally. She died before I was born, but...
But you know she was a great
yeah.
cellist. Well, that's really nice that you're keeping on that family tradition. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? A shout out to anybody?
If my cello teacher, either the one from school or my private lesson teacher, Mr. Moncrief or Miss Russo, hi.
Wonderful. And what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Thanks. And sitting next to you, I'm going to take a guess, is Zoe?
Yep.
Am I right? Hi, Zoe.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10, turning 11 in 2 weeks.
Happy early birthday.
Thanks.
So your birthday is in mid... What day is your birthday?
The 21st.
The 21st. And before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody?
Sure, I'll say hi to my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hello to Zoe's dad. Now, Zoe, you have two siblings that are playing with you, too. Is that right?
Yeah. Nathan, who is my twin brother, who's sitting right next to me.
Hi, Nathan.
And Aiden, who is playing drums.
There's Aiden over there. Do you practice at home together?
Sometimes, but not usually.
Well, it's nice to have you both here. What do you like to do in addition to playing music?
Well, I like to write a lot.
And do you have a favorite form of writing?
I think I like poetry best.
Excellent. Let's say hello to your brother who's sitting right here, one of your brothers, your twin brother. Hello, Nathan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
My sister already said hello to my dad, so.
Well, now you have too, and Aiden's dad has been said hello to too. What do you play?
Clarinet.
And how long have you played?
For 2 or 3 years.
And you must like it. Was it hard to learn?
Not very hard for me.
It sounds like you have a very musical family. Does anybody else play besides Aiden and Zoe?
My mother played flute.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad tried piano, but he didn't continue with it.
Well, maybe he'll pick it up, though, one of these days again. So we're going to hear, it's nice to talk to all three of you. Did any of you want to say anything else before we hear from the drummers? You're all going to play in just a moment, but we're going to hear from the drummers, who include the aforementioned Aiden, joined by Desmond, who, if you were tuned in early, you had a chance to hear, along with Mike and Marvin. So here they are with a selection that is called Cuckoo. Thank you. Beautifully done. That was called Cuckoo. And we'll talk with each of you in a few moments. Right now, let's get Zoe, Selena, and Mariah up to join you, and Nathan, too. And they're going to be singing as you play in the background. Are all of the drummers featured in this song? If you're not featured in this song, and if you play drums, why don't you come and have a seat up here? Okay. If you're not featured in this song, and come over and have a seat so I can get a chance to talk to you. Aiden is coming by. We'll get a chance to meet him. And Zoe is going to be singing in this song along with a couple kids we haven't met yet. You met Nathan just a few moments ago while they're getting set up. Let's meet one of the drummers. I think that this is Mike. Is that you, Mike?
Yes.
Hi, and how old are you?
11.
And how long have you been playing the drums?
Since kindergarten.
Who's teaching you? You're good.
My brother slash Miss Russo, my drum teacher.
Excellent. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
My dad.
Excellent. And what do you like to do when you're not playing music?
I like doing sports.
Do you have a favorite? It looks like, do you have a pirate shirt on? I'm looking.
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's a Dilworth drum t-shirt.
Oh, excellent. I could only see half of it, so it's a little hard. What's your favorite sport to play?
Soccer.
Excellent. Now let's meet the other member of the trio of siblings here and say hello to Aiden. Hi, Aiden. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How old are you?
I just turned 9 in February.
And so you've got, what's it like to be, do you have any other brothers and sisters?
Just Nathan and Zoe.
Okay, and they're twins, and they're about a year older than you. What's it like to be a member of a family with twins in it?
I hate it.
What makes it hard?
Because when, being the baby of the family.
Which I am, too.
You always get, you're the easiest to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever my brother and I fight, there's always, like, there's always me who loses.
I see. I can give you tips on how to be the baby of the family. But I'll have to be careful about doing that. But there's some advantages, too. For one, when it comes time for you to be the first person or to do something, like to drive, because your brother and sister will already have done that, your parents will be a lot more relaxed when it comes time for you to drive. They're like the test people that will go out first and do these things, which is kind of good. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Well, my dad's... I asked him if he was coming, and he said no, so I'm just going to give a shout-out to my dad.
Great. Well, I'm sure he's listening, and I think we have our vocalist. It's nice to talk to you, by the way, to both of you. And you're going to hear a song that I think you'll recognize. Selena and Nathan and Mariah and Zoe are featured here, and after they perform, we'll talk with Selena and Mariah, who we haven't heard yet. Is it Selena or Selena? Selena. Selena. Sorry about that, Selena. And here they are.
Don't be unhappy, can't remember when.
That was really very nicely done. You harmonized so well. Let's get Selena here so we can talk with her, and also Mariah. And then, we still have a few more people to talk to. And then you're going to get to hear Edgar playing a song on the cello that I know you're going to recognize. Let's see. Selena, have a seat in front of the microphone. And let's get Mariah there, too. I'll start with you, Mariah. Hello.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Nice to meet you. Do you want to give any shouts out to anybody?
Yes, to Miss Chris for bringing me here today.
Well, terrific. And that's a great song. Did you guys pick that, or what? How did that song come about?
Well, first at school, we were doing it as a morning song.
Mm-hmm. And a morning song is, does everybody in the school sing it together? Or
yeah.
That's kind of neat. What are some of the other songs you've done in the morning?
Mean by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to start the day with a song like that?
It wakes you up and it gets your blood flowing.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice way. It gets everybody together, too, which is kind of cool. Selena, hello.
Hello.
And it's nice to meet you. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You two were singing together really well, harmonizing together nicely. Do you have a favorite morning wake-up song that you do at school?
Mine's was True Colors, too.
Who picks those songs?
Usually our principal.
Well, that's great. What's your principal's name?
Dr. Lamar.
Oh, I remember that principal very well. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mom and my dad.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for being here, and I can't wait. You know what we're going to hear next. We're
going to
hear.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you. We're going to hear a song, a cello song, an oft-requested song. I think that's next. Is that what we have coming up next? Do we have Edgar? And I think Edgar's going to be ready to go in just a second here. And then Aiden is on deck. And after Aiden, it'll be Zoe and then Nathan. So Edgar, we caught Edgar off guard there, I think. Sorry about that, Edgar. The lineup cards change a little bit, but that's good. Everybody's still in good shape here. Edgar is going to be doing a song that has the word hedgerow in it, or actually the words hedgerow. Edgar, I want to be sure you get a chance to relax and feel good. Or do you feel all set? Just give me a nod when you feel ready. And here now from Pittsburgh Dilworth live on the Saturday Light Brigade is Edgar. Thank you very much. That was well done. Edgar, you're getting silent applause here from everybody. That's a hard song to play and a great song to feature this morning, Stairway to Heaven. It's now 26 minutes after 10 o'clock. And next, Aiden is going to do a trumpet solo. And I think we've talked to everybody now, haven't we? I think we've had a chance to talk to every musician. Oh, we haven't talked to Marvin yet. Marvin's the only one, right, that we haven't talked to? So Marvin, have a seat so we can talk to you in a little bit. Oh, and Desmond. Desmond has to make his return appearance. Desmond was here earlier, but we should talk to him again. But before we do that, we're going to get ready for Aiden to play. And the song Aiden is playing is called Emperor's Hymn. Really great. What a great trumpet player. That was beautiful. Well done. And let's get our flute player Zoe back up. You heard her singing earlier. Now she's going to play the flute, and her song is called Morning. Well done, that's Zoe with Morning. And now Nathan is going to finish up on clarinet. But before we do that, we're going to talk to one person we talked to really earlier and one person we haven't met. In fact, Desmond, since you've got experience here, I'll just let you introduce yourself and then you can interview the person next to you instead of me. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead and I'll just let you take over.
So my name is Desmond. I'm 10 years old. I go to Pittsburgh Dilworth, and I love it there. And Marvin, he's one of my best friends. He's a great drummer, talented in, like, everything that he does in drumming, and he's a very kind-hearted person.
Hello, Marvin.
Hi.
Marvin, you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my dad.
Excellent. And Desmond, how about you?
Well, I want to say hi to my cousins out in Ohio, and that I hope they're doing better.
Great. And I know were they not feeling well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you had a chance to say hello to them. I'm curious, Marvin, what do you like to do besides playing the drums?
I like to... Mostly, I like to play outside with my friends.
Oh, nice. What do you like to play?
We usually play kickball.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you both for being here. And I think, too, let me be sure I know before we finish up here, is Becky Dugan, that's you, is that Mrs. Dugan or Ms. Dugan? Congratulations. I don't know if you have anything additional to say. Your students speak for you, I think. And what a great music teacher and a wonderful music program. And I know that Gay Hockenberry, I don't know if she's here. Oh, that's Gay taking pictures. Congratulations to you both.
And
for
Laurie Russo, and
Lori Russo. What a great music program at Pittsburgh Dilworth. So we're going to finish up now, and then we'll hear a round of applause for everybody from everybody here. Our last number, it features Nathan, and it's Cloudy Sky. Well done, and yeah, let's have a little round of applause for everybody now. Well done. And that was Nathan. You guys did a great job. Anybody want to come back sometime? Will you come back? I hope. And thanks. That's Pittsburgh Dilworth, the talented people, Pittsburgh Public Schools. And you can stick around outside if you want. That's up to you and whoever brought you here, because we have poets from Langley High School that are going to be joining us as we continue our Youth Expression Showcase in just a few moments. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.